Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And as I sit here, I listen to the stories the children have to tell me about the adventures that they go through. As I was sitting on the bedside table of Frederica, she was telling me how life was just not all that much fun. I said, Frederica, how come life's not all that much fun? And she said, well, when you're 5 years old, and all your brothers and sisters are older than you are, they're all trying to tell you what to do. Well, really, what do you think about that, Frederica? Well, I don't think that's very nice. Well, why is it you don't think that's very nice? Well, because they're always trying to tell me what to do, always trying to tell me how I should do everything. Well, Frederica, do you ever do things that you don't like to do? No. Well, then, when they tell you to do things and you never do anything other than what you like to do, they're telling you to do what you like to do. Why do you say that? Well, because that's what they're doing. They're telling you to do the things that you like to do and that you do very well. Well, they always make me feel unhappy. I'm fearful that I won't do it. I fear that I won't do it, and I don't know what to do. Well, sometimes the pressure that our brothers and sisters put on us to be good is no more than the pressure they're putting on themselves. And they're just polishing themselves to be wonderful, beautiful people. And as they polish themselves to be wonderful, beautiful people, they are being wonderful, beautiful people. And they're being that with you. Oh, no, they aren't. They're making all sorts of pressure on me, and they're making me feel unhappy. They're making me feel that they're pushing me around. Well, you know, Frederica, pressure is something that can be used in a very special way. How is that, Mr. Candle? How is that? Well, pressure is what you do when you're polishing a table. You put the cloth down the table and you rub it around, and if you just sort of flip it over the top of the table, nothing happens. But if you take the cloth and you press it down on the table and you polish it beautifully and circulate it and make it lovely, lovely things happen. Well, I guess so. Well, you know, you've seen diamonds, haven't you? What are diamonds? Diamonds are the things that people have in their rings, like your mommy. She has it in her ring that she was given when she was engaged to your daddy. Oh? You mean that pretty stone? Yes, Frederica, that pretty stone. Oh, I wish I had a stone like that. Well, you do, Frederica. You do. Your mother gave you some rings, and they have stones. Yeah, but they're pretend. But Frederica, whether they're pretend or whether they're not, when you take them and you love them, then they become real for you. What do you mean they become real for me? Well, show me your ring, Frederica. And Frederica ran to her dresser drawer, and she opened it, and she took out a box, and she brought the whole box over. Here, Mr. Candle, see? No, Frederica, you show me the special ring that you have. Well, let's see. And she took her fingers and twisted it around in the box and pushed over the stones and pushed over this and that and lifted up this here and took out a necklace and said, no, Frederica, you said your ring. Okay, okay, okay. And so finally she found the ring, and it was a nice ring. And she showed it to Mr. Candle, and she says, see this thing? See how scratchy it is, how dirty it is? Well, that's because it hasn't been loved recently. That's because it hasn't had any pressure on by the other rings to say, hey, you don't look so beautiful. Rings don't talk to rings, Mr. Candle. What kind of silly stuff is that? Well, rings do talk to rings, because however the ring is honored for however it is. And if the ring is a beautiful ring, it is honored for being beautiful. And in that honor, it gets pressure, because it has a little girl rubbing a piece of cloth on the ring to polish it and polish it and polish it, and putting pressure on the ring to polish it and take off all of the things that aren't beautiful and just let the things that are beautiful be there. But Mr. Cannell, that's a lot of work. No, it isn't. Show me your ring. Okay, Mr. Cannell. Now, Frederica, put the ring on your finger. Okay. Now, is that a pretty ring? That's okay. Now, let's take out some soap and some water here and put it in a little tiny dish, and then dab your cloth in the soap and the water, and then start rubbing your ring. Hey, it looks better already. Yes, Frederica, it does, doesn't it? Now, rub, put a lot of pressure on it. Rub, rub, rub. Pressure is what is going to make that polish and shine so beautifully. But, Mr. Candle, that's a lot of bother. Yes, Frederica, it's a lot of bother for you to polish your ring so the ring will look beautiful. And it's a lot of bother for your brothers and sisters to put pressure on you to be a good girl and to do lovely things and to have a happy face all the time and to have happy smiles. Yes, Frederica, it's very important what your brothers and sisters are doing for you, and they're doing it because they love you. Why don't they let me alone? Well, Frederica, you let your ring alone in your drawer there. You let it alone in the box, and it just got dirty, and it wasn't pretty at all. Now look, Frederica, what's happening to your ring? Well, Mr. Cannon, it's beautiful. That's right, Frederica. Now take the ring and rinse it off under the faucet. That's right. That's right. Oh, Mr. Candle, it looks beautiful. Now bring it back over here to the candle so I can see it closely too. Okay, Mr. Candle. Frederica, come back with the ring, and she has a towel and she's drying the ring off. And then Mr. Candle says, Frederica, do you know if there's any little pieces of cloth that your mommy uses for polishing her glasses? Oh, yes. Mommy's got a whole bunch of them in her drawer. She's got 5 or 6, maybe 10 of them, maybe more. Well, are you allowed to take one? Oh, yes. Well, go get one. So Frederica runs into her mother's dresser and gets one of the cloths for polishing the glasses. Now, Frederica, take that cloth and polish your ring. Polish the metal under the ring, and polish the stone in the ring. But, Mr. Cannell, it's only pretend stone. It's not real. Frederica, there is nothing in this life that's pretend. If we love and take care of everything, if we polish everything, if we give everything the pressure of our love, and we polish it, and then we polish it, and we polish it, you'll find that it has a value that is so wonderful. Now, how does that ring look to you now that you've polished it quite a bit? Oh, Mr. Candle, I'm not going to put it back in my ring box again. I'm going to take this special polishing cloth, and I'm going to polish my ring every day, and then I'm going to wear it. That's what rings are for. That's what rings are for, Frederica, to polish them and wear them. Now, when we fear pressure, for pressure is what turns tough stones into diamonds and makes them shine and glisten so beautiful. When we fear pressure, then we are fearing the very thing that polishes us and makes us beautiful. Rather than fearing pressure, let's look for pressure. Let's look for ways of it. Now, Frederica, this is a way of pressure. you say to your brother, Johnny, thank you for telling me to polish my stem, polish my wonderful gem that I have here on my ring. Thank you. I didn't tell you to do that. Yes, you did. You said to make everything I have look beautiful. Well, when did I say that? You told me if I'm going to help around the house, I have to make everything look beautiful. I have to make everything look like I love it. Did I say that? Yes, you did, Johnny. You did. And you're my older brother, and I listen to you. You do? Well, how about that? Hey, that's pretty nice. Yes, Johnny, I do. Well, now, Johnny, I was talking to Mr. Candle. Oh, you're talking to Mr. Candle again. What did he have to say this time? Well, he told me to take my ring and get one of the mommy's glass polishing cloths for her eyeglasses and polish my ring with it. Oh, did you ask mommy first? No, but I know she would let me. Well, Frederica, you never take anything from mommy's drawer or mommy's room. You never, 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 never without asking first, because that's mommy's. And you don't want mommy taking things out of your drawer without asking you, because then it'd be missing. And you say, mommy, I lost my thing. I don't know where it is. Oh, I took that. Well, why didn't you tell me? I thought I lost it. Oh, you see, and then you'd be very upset. You're right, Johnny, you're right. Mommy, 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 can I borrow this polishing cloth? You got a bunch of them in your drawer. I want to use one to polish my ring. Oh, Frederica, that's not the one I want to use. Come here, I got a much better one. This is just perfect for your ring. Oh? Is there a difference? Oh, yes. Polishing lens glasses, the claws are all just a little different. Some have substance on it, and some have none, and some have just... Oh, but this one, Frederica, is just perfect. Oh, Mommy, thank you. Let me see what you've done, Frederica. Well, it's not done yet, Mommy. Okay, you show me whenever you want. Okay, Mom, here, look. Frederica, that is beautiful. It is nice, isn't it, Mommy? Yes, Frederica, when you put the pressure on that and polish it so nicely, up comes the most beautiful thing in the world. I do that to my diamonds, too, you know. I polish them. Sometimes I dip them into a cleanser, and then I polish them. Oh, Mommy, you do that, too? I thought yours were always just so beautiful because they were real. Well, Frederica, everything is real. Everything that you have is real. And there is no unrealness about a ring just because it doesn't cost as much as another one. But that's a real ring that costs that amount of money. And it's a good ring. And you wear it with love. And Frederica, every once in a while you take your ring and you put it to your lips and you give it a kiss and say, I love you. You're so wonderful. And you'll see that the kiss that you give your rings is like a little more polish. But it's polishing the inside of your eyes so that when you look out and you see your ring, you'll see it glorious and beautiful. Mom, how do you polish the inside of your eyes? How do you do that? Well, you polish the inside of your eyes by having happy thoughts about everything in your world. Mommy, I got to go tell that to Mr. Candle. I don't think he knows that. I got to tell him. Okay, sweetheart, you go tell Mr. Candle now. Mr. Candle, Mr. Candle! Yes, Frederica? Did you know that you polish the inside of your eyes by having happy thoughts? Why, Frederica, that's beautiful. Thank you for telling me. You are such a lovely child. Oh, Frederica, it's time for bed now. Better get your PJs on, and Sandman's going to be here in just a few minutes. He's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you, and you'll have the most wonderful dreams about your beautiful polished ring. But you'll have even a more wonderful dream about polishing inside your eyes with thoughts of happiness that you told me about today. Thank you, Frederica. You are so wonderful. Oh, Mr. Kendall, thank you for coming. Okay, Frederick, I'll be by another day. Now, you get yourself ready for bed. That's your mommy and daddy for a big hug and a kiss and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I love you, and I will see you another day. I love you. I love you. I love you.